word to use, but it's perfection. If there ever was a Renaissance man, if that word can be used regarding one of the Baalei Tosfos, it was Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the one that made the Tosfos, that made the yeshivas, that put his stamp on all of Ashkenazic Jewry till our time. And as I mentioned to you, he was a person who was not to be trifled with. Rabbeinu Tam had vast holdings of land, of vineyards. He was in the money-lending business. He had a great deal of wealth. However, his main goal in life was leading French Jewry, especially Northern French Jewry, into the study of Torah. And he is the one who developed within Ashkenazic Jewry the tradition that everyone has to study the Talmud, whether or not he's going to be a rabbi or not. That has nothing to do with it. Knowledge of the Torah is universal. No Jews can be without it. And that the main thing is to study Torah. And that all other studies, all other sciences, all other knowledge don't mean a thing. The main thing is the study of Torah. And that the study of Torah is the central point in all of Jewish life. And he was able to inculcate that into the minds and hearts of Ashkenazic Jewry, and it remained that way till our day. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam, you should not think that Rabbeinu Tam lived in a community that was completely religious. I have here a sefer, which is one of the great svarim. It's called Baalei Tosfos. It's written by Professor Urbach, who's a professor at the Hebrew University in Yerushalayim, and who has devoted 40 years of his life to the study of Tosfos. And he has here magnificent quotes that give us a picture of the time. Rabbeinu Tam writes that when he first came to the city of Ramiro, which is a city in northern France, not far from Paris, and that's where he lived, that's where his castle was. He says, when he came 10 years ago, he says there was not a mezuzah on a Jew's house. So you have to understand that non-observance is not a 20th century invention. We always have a great deal of nostalgia for the good old days, right? The good old days when everything was good and old. But that's just the way we would like to think it was. That's not an accurate portrayal. Right. And he writes of his struggles to breathe Jewish life back into the Jewish communities of northern France, especially after the destructions and the pogroms of the First Crusade. Rabbeinu Tam himself was almost killed in the Second Crusade in the year 1146. He writes in his own, in one of his responsa, that he was kidnapped by 5 French knights, and on the second day of Shavuot, and taken out to the fields, and there they were going to kill him. And then he saw riding by on the road a French knight whom he knew. And he called out to him. And he promised him, he says, a horse worth 500, whatever the coin was, écus of the day, which was a lot of money. And that knight talked the other 5 guys out of it, to letting Rabbeinu Tam go. And the knight told them that he would guarantee that Rabbeinu Tam would convert that night, and that if he did not convert, then he would bring him back to him, then he would bring Rabbeinu Tam back to them the next day and they could kill him. Needless to say, the horse that was worth 500 écus settled the matter so that Rabbeinu Tam was not brought back. But from that story, again, we have an insight into how precarious the